there's nothing to this rivalry, is there, Nathaniel? Must have been fun the last couple of nights.
Of course it is, yeah, and even more fun when Chappie's on your team.
100%. But what's it been like to put this uniform on and come into this Lions den?
Man, it's been a treat. It really has. The guys have been so great. Obviously, we got a great thing going on right now. You've seen it the last two nights, and it's a really easy group to be a part of.
Nathaniel, what are you feeling at the plate right now? Because we said it in both your at-bats. Your takes, they look so comfortable up there, and it just looks like you're locked in.
Oh, I'm glad it looks like that. Oh, man. But, it's a breath of fresh air to get plugged into this lineup, so it's exciting. We can throw the rest of what happened this season out and start brand new and obviously push for the bigger goal, which is winning.
I think from the outside looking in, most people would say, Nathaniel, that just human nature would say you're kind of stuck in neutral with a team that's going nowhere. And all of a sudden, you get to feel familiar things that you yourself have lived so often, playoff pushes, huge games. Have you been reinvigorated by that?
Man, I've been really fortunate to be a part of a lot of winning groups before, and it feels very similar with this group. So it's really exciting. Obviously, I was very excited when I figured out that the Red Sox were interested in the first place, and even more exciting to put on the uniform.
Can you just walk us through, Nathaniel, like what those conversations were like and when you hear that the Red Sox are interested and your reaction and how quickly things materialize?
It was an easy conversation with my agent. He said, hey, I think Boston's interested. And I said, don't pull my leg here. Like, let's make this thing happen. And all of a sudden, I'm literally here the next day.
Yeah, well, we are happy you are. I know Craig Breslow is. It looks like one of these perfect match made in heaven type fits. Have you ever seen a squirrel run after hitters and outfielders the way we did tonight?
Man, that was something special. You don't usually see that in the major league. You feel like that's usually a thing that goes on somewhere in Double A, in the Southern League somewhere. But I'm glad that it didn't turn into anything on that side, because we'd never hear the end of it.
Yeah, the rally squirrel didn't need it.
The rally squirrel.
You mentioned Chappie. What is it like having him on your team and knowing what he's capable of doing to lock down games?
Oh, it's a treat. It's a real treat when he showed up in the clubhouse in Texas and fit in with that group. I mean, it was a lot of fun. He's showing up to team dinners. He's a lot more vocal than you thought, because he's this big imposing figure, and you guys have, I'm sure you've heard stories about him in the weight room. It's something special. But when he toes the rubber, it's even more special. So it's really cool to play behind him.
Thanks so much for coming on. You've been great to get to know, but also to watch play. Thanks so much, man.
Thanks, guys. Let's keep it going.